Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. The IPA 10K and Beer Mile Invitational is coming back on April 14th to the Barlow in Sebastopol. If you are a runner, listen up. You start this run with a beer toast before taking off on a 6.2-mile run through Sonoma's legendary beer country. And it finishes with a microbrew and music festival. So it's a whole day of fun. Right now, we'll take caller number 9. 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of individual race registrations and two passes into the VIP experience after the race. Get your hops on and register now at IPA10K.com, produced by Destination Races. So Hooman will take caller 9 right now and get you all set up.
So far, everyone that's won has been a runner.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's
that's
great.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. I want those passes to be used.
Yeah, a little race registration. And then what fun, though, to go to a thing afterward.
Who's that? I heard
you,
stuff.
That was Yuzi. Oh.
That was...
It wasn't me.
It was me.
Oh.
It was me.
It's one of our sales gals, Megan, asking if Krispy Kreme dropped off some donuts.
Why, yes, Megan, they did.
You are the best, Megan. Thank you.
It was so funny. We're sitting here. We just play the one song, and we're kind of getting our act together, and, you know, everybody's shuffling papers and putting whatever's going to happen this break together. And
polishing up the taps on my
shoes. Right, exactly. Whatever. Getting our tutu on straight. So in walks our intern, Soleil. And I can't see, she's, and the other side of the room sort of erupts, and then she comes over on this side, and she's got, you know, a napkin with two Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm like, oh my God!
Not one.
Two. Because two is the magic number.
Is it?
It is. Well, they're smallish for donuts. Oh God, they're like a little bite of heaven. Anyway, thanks
so
to them.
So maybe Jimmy delivered them.
Oh, Jimmy?
A local person.
All right. Whoever delivered them, thank you for making our Friday.
And just Krispy Kreme reminds you that they also help us every time. The local, I think it's Golden Gate Donuts is what their parent company is called. But every time we have anything charity related, Toys for Tots, Blood Drive,
they come out in force.
They do.
Yep.
So I really appreciate that.
They are happy to get behind a good cause.
Yeah, they have a new location in Fishman's Wharf.
And we're happy to eat their donuts.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. It's like a symbiotic relationship. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, their certified Angus beef boneless chuck roast, chuck cross rib roast, and bottom round roast are all just $3.99 a pound, only at your local Lucky Stores. So Sean Penn's son is at the top of the list here.
Yeah.
The 24-year-old son of Sean Penn and Robin Wright. His name is Hopper Jack. He was arrested on Wednesday in Nebraska for drug possession. He was actually
in Nebraska.
I know, of all places. He was actually pulled over for a turn signal violation with an actress named Uma von Wittkamp in the car. They have been an item for a couple years. In fact, I have a picture of her if you're interested in seeing her. They've been hanging for a while now together. Here's a picture of them. Hopper is a good-looking kid. He does look like Sean Penn, like a product of maybe Sean Penn and Nick Cage's, you know. Yeah. I'm not seeing a lot of Robin Wright. Although the daughter, her name is Dylan. She looks just like Robin. Anyway, they found...
Too cold to smile, huh?
Yeah, you know, maybe he's just sad.
Well, the girl. Look at the girl right next to it. Is that Uma von Kamp?
Yeah, Uma von Wittkamp.
Whatever. Look at him.
Oh, yeah, she looks a little...
Lighten up, you two.
Actually, he looks closer to smiling than she does.
God, where are you? A funeral?
Is it a mugshot? What kind
of... No, this is just some... They're at some event or other, which they've dressed up for and clearly aren't happy to be at. I don't know, a nightclub or something. I can't really figure out. The wall behind them looks woven. I'm not... I don't know.
Well, she's smiling in her mugshot.
She is, actually. So she's, well, maybe she's on drugs. I don't know. The cops found pot, shrooms, and 4 amphetamine pills. As of yesterday, they were both in jail awaiting bail. He has struggled in the past with drug issues, including a meth addiction.
What?
Yeah. He's talked about this a little bit in the past, and Sean has actually alluded to it. He said it was his dad's tough love that helped him get over that.
Pulled the money, huh?
Well, I guess probably. He woke up after, you know, whatever situation he had been in. His dad's sitting there, and his dad is like, rehab, a bed at rehab or the park bench. You know, what's it going to be?
I'll take the bed, I guess.
Good.
So, I'm glad
that was the way he handled that, because there's no way a hug is going to help him.
Well, Sean has said in interviews, in fact, just recently, he was talking about the differences in parenting that he and Robin Wright had, and he basically says, you know, we have big differences in the way we're treating our adult children, like that she's always available and, you know, there for hugs and love, and he says, look, I'm available, but, and then he stops himself, and the interviewer's like, go on. He goes, you know what, I don't want to drag my kids' personal lives into this. So, and then next week, the kid gets picked up in Nebraska.
Right.
So here's their mugshots. There's not a whole lot more. I mean, you know, little kids definitely got some history. And here's a picture of the daughter, Dylan.
He looks worn. She looks really cute.
Yeah, she does look cute in that one. Here's the daughter, Dylan, looks just like a young Robin Wright. She's lovely, you know. She's the younger one. Hopper was the first kid.
I believe so.
So she's probably 21 or 22. After he got his act cleaned up, Hopper, last year there's a picture of Robin Wright with her son, Hopper Penn, at the Valentino show during Paris Fashion Week in October. And he looks healthy and happy there. But unfortunately, you know, look, drugs are... They're a tough thing to kick for some people.
He looks like...
At least he didn't have meth in the car.
Right.
He looks like his hair is making a break for it. Is his dad a hair plug guy?
I was thinking the same thing,
Finn. Because Sean's got a really thick head of hair right next to him in this photo.
Yeah. Although the way he's got it kind of shagged forward, it does look like it's running up his temples a little bit. You know.
I don't know.
But this kid's... And he dyes it white blonde, or at least in some of these pictures it's very blonde, which makes it maybe look even thinner.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's for sure heading back.
Making a break for it. Sorry, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, what is he, 24, you said?
He's 24, yeah. Well, it happens. My cousin Brad was pretty much bald by the time he was 28.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yikes.
You know.
My first sign was like 30, and I just went, get out.
Right.
I'm not.
He did the same thing. He just clipped it real tight. He doesn't do any kind of comb over. It looks good, you know. Whatever.
I'm not going to count hairs. I can just see people being like with the mirror trying to get the back look. And
yep.
No.
Waking up, looking down at the pillow and counting those 11.
Screw you, man.
16 more in the shower.
Get off my head. You want out?
Just leave. Go ahead. We're not a good fit. So I'm not sure what the status is of the kid right now. As of yesterday, he was still in jail waiting to be bailed out. I'm sure they bailed him out by now, right? He's probably not in jail right now, but I don't have any confirmation of that.
Well, all joking aside, I feel bad for him because he obviously can't stay sober, and he's only 24, which means he's still really young. And
you know, they say that there were 4 amphetamine pills in the car with them. What is that specifically? Like, I know, like, a methamphetamine is meth.
Yeah,
I think an amphetamine
pill is an upper.
Okay.
Of some kind. And that must be his thing. I
don't
know.
A speed thing?
Mushrooms are so different than that, though. Mm-hmm. So I don't... I don't know. I can't speak to other people's addictions.
Right.
Mine was booze. So everything was backseat to booze.
Right.
I didn't even want it. I even had pot in the house and never touched it.
I just want my bottle.
Well, an amphetamine pill is, it targets your central nervous system and the brain and the nerves, and it contributes to hyperactivity and impulse control.
So speed. But not specifically math, I guess.
It's also used for ADHD.
Yeah. Oh. Which seems
or
like
what
the
about
opposite.
Like weight loss? Don't people use it for weight loss?
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, best of luck to the Penn family. It's tragic when a kid is going down this road.
Anybody.
Absolutely.
When anybody is stuck and it's got them by the throat and they're mm-hmm. doing things, they're not running their own show at all.
No. It's being run for them.
Mm-hmm.
Zac Efron is a dog lover, and he saved a dog that was being led to the kill room. He adopted a dog named Maka from a humane pet shop called Barkin' Bitches. They got her from a shelter just as she was being taken to the gas chamber.
He walked in,
fell in love, and now Maka lives with Zach. So it's a happily ever after.
You guys, did I say this on the air once before, the Steve-O story where he finds this dog in like Puerto Rico or someplace? It's a street dog and he rescues it. Have I told you this story?
No, I don't remember.
There's a video. You got to watch this. It's a beautiful. This kid, I know he's a kook and he's one of the jackass guys and he's hard to take seriously, but he clearly has a huge heart. And he was out in some, I don't know what country, but he was trying to rescue pets and he was going around to all the street dogs trying to make a friend with one of them. And he finally found this one that just loved him right away.
Mm-hmm.
And they connected, and it's all on video. And it shows him sneaking her into the hotel where he was, and mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, let me give her a bath, and then I'll sleep in a tent outside.
Yeah.
And these two, he brings her home, and I still, on his Instagram, there are pictures of him and Wendy. All, and it's this dog he brought home from, it was a street dog. And it's, he sees... The pictures are on his Instagram all the time of him and Wendy.
I found the episode. I'll put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Super cute.
They don't say the country, but it's called Steve-O Finding True Love.
Oh, that is so sweet.
It's him going to all these dogs and finally finds the one that I think she just starts following him.
That's funny.
It's really neat.
You were saying in Nicaragua, and I noticed this in Costa Rica, that they're just in Peru. Yeah, they're just, you know, dogs that just run around. And they have a home.
Yeah, the dog that lived at the resort where I stayed, Soma, Nicaragua, I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, they were listeners of ours, Bill, and they, like, opened a resort down there and retired.
That's so awesome. Somebody living their dream.
If it worked, we'll see.
Right.
But anyway, they were saying, here in Nicaragua, the dogs roam wild.
Right.
This dog lives here.
And they would feed it.
And they fed it, and they loved it.
It was just gone.
It was
whenever.
All over the hillside all day.
Right. Mm-hmm. And had other dog friends, right? Mm-hmm. Don't they kind of run in packs?
They just roam.
Yeah. Well,
they're wild.
He found his Wendy amongst all the other dogs.
Watch it, Yuzi, when you get a chance. You'll really like it. It's pretty cute.
Sweet. It's 5 minutes long.
Oh, and she comes over.
Her head's down, and she comes right to him. Takes food right out of his hand right away. Aww. It's really cute.
Oh, she's sweet. She's bigger than I thought she was going to be.
Wendy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he had to deal with a lot, he's got her on the plane. It's a whole thing. I'm sure it's cost him a lot to get her.
Meanwhile, Wendy's like, yeah, whatever. I'm just with you.
Yeah. You got food in those pockets?
Yeah.
What's that?
A little love in those hands?
Yeah.
Lord upset some people. She posted a picture of her bathtub, and the caption was, "And I will always love you."
Oh, come on.
Wait, what happened?
Whitney Houston.
I know, but what? Why did she do this?
She did it because she loves her bathtub.
Oh. You can't say anything, anyone.
Well, listen, she's apologizing. So Whitney and her daughter both died in bathtubs. Lord had no intention of making a joke out of that. In fact, she didn't even realize what she'd done until people started pointing it out. So she posted an apology saying, "Extremely, extremely poorly chosen quote. So sorry for offending anyone. I hadn't even put this together. I was just excited to take a bath. I'm an idiot. Love Whitney forever and ever. Sorry again." So she didn't mean anything, you guys.
And that was Twitter?
I don't know. Instagram, Twitter, one of those.
Yeah, it was Twitter.
Let me see if it's...
It's always Twitter.
It's always Twitter,
the platform of hate, everyone. The platform of hate.
Is you found it on there? Because it doesn't say the
article.
Story.
The articles I just looked up said, you know, the Twitterverse goes crazy on
the board. Well, there it is then. Today,
it looks like Instagram.
One
maybe
of those.
She's doing
who
them
cares?
To both
yeah,
at once.
I mean, maybe people just went wild on Twitter after seeing it on Instagram. I have no idea. So today,
get her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, everywhere on Facebook too. John Ratzenberger, who is Cliff Clavin on Cheers. He is 71 years old today, so happy birthday to him. And I wanted to mention him because he has a Bay Area connection. He's in all the Pixar movies.
Oh, right.
And more. He is Ham, the piggy bank, in the Toy Story movies. They call him their lucky charm over there at Pixar. He, let's see, he's P.T. Flea in A Bug's Life, the Abominable Snowman in Monsters, Inc., he is the fish school. He's that skate or whatever it is.
What is the which movie is the one where at the end they're showing all the credits from all these different movies and one of them goes, "Hey, are all these the same voices for what is that?"
That was I think that was at the end of Cars.
Oh.
With the outtakes, all the outtakes.
Yeah, but the outtakes are the Toy Story characters and the other Pixar characters and they one of them recognizes that the voice is the same.
Oh, funny.
They use all the same actors for these.
I bet you it is Cars. You've seen that one so many
I've
times.
I've seen all of them so many times, and I still love them.
So he's the teacher at the fish school in Finding Nemo, the underminer in The Incredibles, Mac in the Cars movies, head waiter Mustafa in Ratatouille, John in Wall-E, the construction foreman in Up, a guard in Brave, Earl in The Good Dinosaur. He's the blue guy who installs the puberty console in Inside Out. And coming in, I'm going to install the new console. He's a crab in Finding Dory, a skeleton named Juan in Coco. And he's in The Empire Strikes Back, which is totally unrelated, but they put it here, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. He plays Major Derlin in The Empire Strikes Back. He's the one who tells Princess Leia the shield doors of Echo Base on the ice planet Hoth have to be shut, even though Han Solo isn't back from looking for Luke. Remember, he puts him in the Tauntaun's body and he lives.
I do remember that.
All right, that's all I have time for today, or at 6 o'clock in the morning. Believe me, I've got time for other stuff.
I can't believe you didn't bring up the Jersey Shore.
You know, I read a huge thing on it. It does sound funny. I just don't know what I can say about it. Maybe we'll pull some clips from it.
Was it on last night?
I got a Conor McGregor story that I got to get to, and then we got the music news coming up at 8 o'clock. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
YouTube, McDonald's, and a couple more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37 and it is Friday morning. Please be careful out there driving. We want you to get to work safely, get into your weekend safely. This part of the show is brought to you by First Five California. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Pretenders tickets. They are back and coming to the Masonic Friday, June 22nd. So 7 o'clock, we'll have your chance at tickets for that. Rocking and patting your baby while singing a song is not only soothing, but it exposes your little one to math through rhythmic patterns. More at firstfivecalifornia.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
We have a boy at Berkeley, just so you know.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
What's what? Your phone is blowing up, Yuzette.
Is that Alan Martin checking in? He doesn't check in anymore?
Not too much, Vinny.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know?
Who is it?
Remember the good
go
old days
else.
When Alan... I'm not going to ask what that means.
I think you know what. Oh, it's for my cousin. Good morning, cuz. Hope you guys have a great show and a great weekend. Love you. Tell John hello for me and hope he didn't get mad that I got you home so late.
Oh, is this from last week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did he?
That's a delay.
He didn't. No, it was still light out. It was like 4 o'clock when I got home.
Oh. All right.
What's the problem? Mm. No hay problema.
She's in bed you by 6 p.m. like normal. What?
I went home and made his dinner, and that was that.
All right. I'm going to begin with the weather. It's super rainy today. All right. Yeah. We'll move on to the next thing. I wanted to update you on the YouTube shooting, just the latest information that we have about this. The woman that shot 3 people and killed herself at YouTube's San Bruno headquarters bought the handgun she used in January. Oh. They say that this person most likely had been thinking of this because it doesn't seem to be like a self-defense measure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
She legally bought the 9mm Smith & Wesson on January 16th at a gun dealer in San Diego where she lived, they say. What else do we have?
Did you ever end up hearing anything more about whether or not she knew?
She did not know those people, okay. So that's why I wanted to update you. They're saying here that she left her grandmother's house in San Diego area due to family issues, but her father had reported her missing on Monday to sheriff's deputies and was said to people here that they were worried about her.
Yeah, and that she's headed to YouTube.
His family said that he told officers she was mad at YouTube and she should be watched after she was found at 1:40 in the morning on the day of the attack, sleeping in her car in Mountain View. Police let her go. I guess they found no evidence that she posed a threat. I guess she didn't have the gun in plain view.
Right.
She went to a local gun range to practice shooting and then drove to San Bruno. And we know the story from there. Opened fire, shot 3 people. 2 female victims, ages 32 and 27, were released from San Francisco General Tuesday night after receiving treatment for wounds, gunshot wounds. The 3rd victim, a 36-year-old man, is continuing to recover, it looks like, but listed in fair condition. Looks like he's going to be okay. Mm. The names of these victims haven't been released yet. It's extremely rare that these shooting situations are done by a female. And so some of the story is about that.
Right.
Just the whole, psych makeup of this person.
Right. The stat I was reading about female mass murderers is something like 4%.
Less than. I have it here, 3.8% of the total.
Crazy. And they're actually saying... it has to be 4 people, not including the shooter, to even qualify as a mass. Like this doesn't qualify as a mass shooting, or maybe it's mass murder.
They say here
there's all these technicalities. That
as far as anyone knows, she'd not been diagnosed with mental illness, other than being a video poster and a YouTube personality, as I guess she would have described herself. I don't see anything about her job, her career, how she made money,
right,
other than this flow apparently she was getting through these ads and through these videos, which back when the news broke on this, I did look at the videos, and they're not great.
No.
I don't know what she'd hoped was going to come of that. She did seem to be an animal activist, which, okay, but you're dancing to Hall & Oates.
Right.
With weird graphics in the background. And an angry face.
Strange videos.
Quite the angry look on your face, too. So, anyway, that's the latest. If anything else comes through, I'll let you know. But otherwise, moving on. McDonald's just put out an ad. To the rescue, everyone. If you have a small wiener, they want you to know you're good.
What?
You heard me. McDonald's in Japan just tweeted out an ad earlier this week that's supposed to be about their fries, but they are They're saying more. The ad says, the longest French fry isn't necessarily the best. Short French fries, curved French fries, crispy French fries, and soft French fries. All of them have good points, and all of them have people who love them. As long as you value your own unique flavor, we believe you'll be able to contribute in your own way.
Oh.
You like it?
Sure. Doesn't make you a bad person if you have a crispy one or whatever.
The curly fries.
I think it's nice of them.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, if
don't someone's worry, everyone's worthy of love.
Troubled about themselves. Mm. I mean, it wouldn't be like people, maybe a radio show they listen to hasn't been, you know,
right,
talking about what size queens they are for 20 years.
I'm not a size queen.
Yeah, both of you are.
I'm more of like a size princess. I mean,
you're both the mean ladies.
Title. No.
You
listen, that was just the tiniest thing I'd ever seen.
Take me home.
I was
while on a date with the boy.
I see that that was wrong. I've said that. I feel bad about it. I think McDonald's is trying to trick people with small wieners into feeling bad about themselves and coming to McDonald's to eat their sadness away, as I've done in the parking lot before. Mm-hmm.
With the sundae by the trash can.
Yeah, dipping my French fries into it.
What was bumming you out that day?
I don't even remember.
Oh.
I was sad about something.
It's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a good cry and some McDonald's. Because you'll feel so much better after that.
If you want to be a success in relationships, do what I do.
Oh, what do you do?
The dishes.
Mm. It's so true.
According to a new study out of the University of Utah, your entire relationship hinges on who does the dishes. Researchers found that
That's actually, it's so classic. It's so simple.
Researchers found that women who do more of the chores around the house, especially... that women do more of the chores around the house, especially the real soul-crushing ones like cleaning toilets and laundry. But the dishes is the one chore that really breaks them.
Mm. Because they also probably cooked that meal.
If
and
you
now
jump in
right, you
and handle the dishes, it makes everything better.
I buy it.
Those couples are happier, their relationships are more stable, they argue less, and they even have better sex. Just do the dishes.
That's it really is the key to everything.
She doesn't do my laundry or any of that stuff, but she definitely handles the kid chores.
Mm.
So...
you do the dishes.
I do the dishes. Yeah, I'm not doing the kids' laundry, too. I got enough trouble of my own trying to get my own laundry done.
I do all the laundry together.
The whole house?
Yes. All of us. I do it all. And that's why I get mad. Like, I don't get too mad about too much stuff. I try to be...
You don't?
I really don't.
All right.
You know, we've got a pretty good thing there. But I have washed your laundry. I have folded your laundry. And I have put your laundry basket outside of your door. Put your goddamn clothes away and give me back the laundry basket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is really not that much gets asked of you.
Okay. Did that sound hostile to you, Hooman?
All that tone, boy.
Well, listen, there's I'm doing a lot. Everyone's trying to do their part. It's, mm-hmm, you know.
Do you think the GD was just one
step
too far?
It's the goddamn that bothered you? Sorry.
It's just all bad.
Gosh darn. Put your gosh darn laundry
that
away.
And the guy with the small wiener.
I said I felt
break,
bad about
everyone.
That.
It's a rough break.
Saying, if I do your laundry, do me the courtesy of putting it away and not just throwing other dirty clothes on top of it. Like, oh my God, there's nothing worse than going in there to get someone's laundry from them so you can wash it and fold it.
Have the privilege of.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm so thrilled. And there's dirty clothes as you're putting stuff in the like, oh, my God, these things are folded. He just dumped his dirty clothes on top of the clean clothes from oh, my God.
Then what happens?
Then I sit him down and say, I don't ask for much, and I give you everything.
Oh, boy, you really set it up there before you dig in.
Are there tears?
No, there's no tears.
How about on his side?
No. I don't make anybody cry. I just say, this is happening, and you're doing it. And you're doing it when I ask you, and you're going to, and I don't want to hear any, you know, there's nothing worse than asking someone to do something that you feel is their is part of their responsibility for being a citizen at your house.
Is this yeah right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
I know. I don't want any bitching. I'm not nagging you. I'm telling you to do the thing. I don't need your attitude. It's like, you know what? You can do your own laundry if that's how it's going
to
be.
Do you have to do this every time?
No.
How many times a year?
4 times a year.
Every quarter, every season?
About every 3 months, he gets a little more lax.
Yeah. That's the way.
I've actually thought about crying in front of him.
Like, what? How's that going to do anything for anybody?
Please, are you kidding me?
No one's ever helped by tears.
No, it helps. It does. When you're really upset about something.
Doubles the guilt.
It does. Oh, my God. Guilt is a real tool. I can see why my mom used it so much.
You're going to use it?
I'm not going to, but I have thought. I'm like, God, I should just cry in front. I'm like, please, I don't ask much.
Just turn the guilt screws.
Right, but I don't want to be that person. So
it sounds like you do, though.
No, I don't. That's why I don't do the crying. But I have thought about it. I try not to guilt anybody.
Well, I say do it. You've been thinking about it for so long. Go ahead and turn on.
I don't need to scar my kid over the laundry. I'll save them for something that really matters.
I'm sure Yeah Right's inner dialogue is, man, how quick can I get out on tour and be a rock star? Like, I got to get out
of here. Really, because his outer dialogue doesn't have a license yet and doesn't work. Seems like he's really happy to be where he is with his meals getting cooked for him. I don't know, Vin.
Outer dialogue does not match his inner dialogue.
Yeah, if that's his inner dialogue, I'd be very surprised.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's not ready to go on tour.
I don't think so.
No, make it.
He's got his dreams, Ben, but they don't.
Every
Sunday,
it's
going to take some work.
He would have to leave the house.
Any chance you'll do a recital for us? You want to play something? No. All right. How you doing, Riley?
That's the extent of it, huh?
Oh yeah.
Basically.
Well, one of these minutes, he's going to break out.
I feel it. He's a very talented young man, and I'm trying not to be a nag.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent.
I know that you do. To keep kids from cheating on their university entrance exams, Uzbekistan, literally shuts off the entire internet in the country on test day. Uzbekistan.
Oh, wow.
Uzi?
Yeah.
Since this starts with the UZ, any suggestions on it?
I think you got it. Uzbekistan.
Yeah, Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. So it is different than Uzet.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
No, don't call it Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Literally shuts off the entire internet in the country. All right, thank you.
Uzbekistan.
So
why did they do that again?
The Persians say Uzbekistan.
Stun.
But you don't have to say it like that. Just so you know.
Are they friends?
Like that.
Are they neighbors?
Oh, yeah. They're very close.
Ah.
Geographically, yes.
But are they friends?
Well, I mean, they're both Muslim countries. There's a country that's right in between Uzbekistan and Iran.
Who would you say is Iran's greatest friend?
Oof. That's tough. Well, it's definitely not Saudi Arabia. That's their biggest enemy. I'd say probably Afghanistan.
Is their greatest friend?
I'd say Russia. They're really close to Russia. Vladimir Putin likes the Persians quite a bit.
Huh.
Yeah.
How many of us have them?
You're saying Saudi Arabia is a bigger enemy to Iran than America is?
I'd say the Iranian government probably hates Saudi Arabia and Israel probably equally, more so than the United States. Just from what I've read. I haven't been there lately.
So why are they shutting off the internet again?
To stop people from cheating.
On their university entrance exams.
Oh.
So they shut the whole country down.
Wow.
It's funny.
Ronald Reagan was the first U.S. president who ever had a divorce.
Oh.
He married an actress named Jane Wyman in 1940. They got divorced 8 years later in 48. Hmm. Who's the other president that had a divorce?
Donald Trump.
Yep. This fast fact is fun and heartbreaking.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Everyone in North Korea named Kim Jong-un had to legally change their name once he took power.
Oh.
Because it's illegal to have the same name as the new supreme leader.
Wow.
So you might have lived all your 40, 20, 60 years. But the minute that guy took power, Kim Jong-un.
So Kim is the last name. So Jong-un must be a common... Isn't that the backwards thing?
No, who knows what you're talking about?
I don't
about.
Know.
No, a lot of Asian countries, well, the surname is that. Last. Kim is the last name.
If it works the same way as Vietnamese, it goes last name, middle name, and then first name.
So the most common Korean surname is Kim, followed by Lee, Ri, and Yi.
Oh.
And then there's Pak and Park. So those are the last names.
Is the kid's first name Un?
Well, we don't
know.
He seems to have a special circumstance, clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His first name is Kim.
Well, they put it first. They're always, all the Kims are first. Whatever.
Our text number is 844-366-9700.
That's a great fact.
I'm researching.
Right.
No reason. It doesn't.
It
actually
does. There's a bunch of guys named Kim Frank, Kim Bill.
Good stuff. It's good notes.
Kim Henry.
Right.
Yes, you're right. Family surname is Kim.
So you don't have to change Kim. You just have to change Un.
Jong-un.
Well, oh, according to the fast fact, you got to change everything.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's coming up in the trash here.
Oh, my God, Vinny. Who even knows? Let's see. Conor McGregor. Crazy freaking story about that guy. Also, the golfer with the dislocated foot and more after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.